And now, another adventure from the files of Philo Pants, Detective.
Philo Pants, a name that strikes fear into the heart of every criminal in the world.
Oh.
Philo Pants, the fearless detective who stands as a bulwark against crime and violence. As all you mystery fans know, Philo Pants leads two lives. As a famous detective, and as an obscure tailor in a little tailor shop in a dingy downtown alley. Using the tailor shop as a base of operations, Philo Pants battles crime 24 hours the day. Now, we find Philo Pants reminiscing with Police Lieutenant O'Malley, discussing famous cases on which they have worked together.
Yes, yes, Mr. Pants, them were the good old days.
Ah, the case of the smuggled herring.
Scarface O'Reilly.
Tickle-face Perkins.
The case of the left-handed piano tuner. yes, Mr. Pants, we've always worked very well together. You as an overpaid detective, and me as a poor, lowly police lieutenant.
Standing arm in arm against crime.
Right, against crime.
Right. Oh, Cosima. Pardon me, Lieutenant.
Yeah, sure. He's a strange-looking one, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Dark glasses, beard, his derby hat, and raincoat.
Yes, but the customer's always right. good afternoon, sir.
I came to pick up the suit I left to be altered.
Yes, sir. Right here. I noticed you're wearing those shorts I altered for you last week.
How can you tell? I've got on a raincoat.
Your coat's open there on the front, and I noticed, sir. How are the shorts?
They're wonderful.
Good.
In more ways than one. I'll show you what I mean. I'm going to take off my derby and my glasses.
Why?
And my fake beard and my raincoat.
Look at there.
Now, do you recognize me?
Great Scott! You're public enemy number six, Bermuda Shorts!
That's right! Bermuda Shorts! The maddest killer of them all! And by the way, I just moved up to number five on the most wanted list.
How nice for you.
I thought you were in Alcatraz.
I was, but I came back to kill you, both of you. Particularly you, Philo Pants.
Why particularly kill me?
It was particularly you, Pants, along with this dumb flatfoot that sent me to the clink for 5 years. And I swore I'd come back and get you.
Oh, it was just dumb luck.
Well, start saying your prayers, sweetheart, because I'm going to let you... What the... I can't get the gun out of my pocket.
Grab him, Lieutenant.
I'll grab him.
There we go.
Good, you've got him there, I see.
I sure do. I've got you, Bermuda Shorts, and you're going back to Alcatraz for a long stretch.
You dumb tailor! You goofy lieutenant!
Come along! We're going down to headquarters. You know, you're a wizard, Pants.
Yeah.
How did you know he was Bermuda Shorts when he came in the first time?
Actually, I didn't, Lieutenant. And I'll tell you the truth if you promise not to tell anyone.
Mum's my word.
Good. He asked me to alter his shorts, and I must have made a mistake.
Huh?
I sewed all the pockets up. And I guess he had his gun in one of those pockets.
Oh, come on, you're too modest, Pants. You're a genius. And that's why they call you...
Philo Pants, Detective.